Well, welcome everybody to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Steve Clifton, and I'm the Connections Director at our Lewis Center campus. Past couple Fridays, I've talked about acting out your faith at work a few different ways, and I'm going to continue in that same theme today. I'll point your attention to Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6, where Paul is giving further instructions as he nears the end of his letter to the people of Colossae. Walk in wisdom towards outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. One commentator, in speaking about what it means to be seasoned with salt in this context, said we ought to speak in an interesting and stimulating and wise way that would commend the gospel towards them. Now, unless you're an amazingly convincing person, you're not likely to win people over at your workplace by standing on a soapbox and telling them about Jesus in some interesting, stimulating, or wise way. But I contend, and I think you'll agree, that a steady and subtle approach is going to have a more lasting effect. But what does that mean? How does that work? This verse tells us that we need to be ready to answer questions, but what if people aren't asking questions about your faith? Well, I think, and you and I are actually asked questions all the time and given invitations to share about your faith, and we probably don't even notice. Maybe not specifically, like, hey, tell me about your faith. But if we make the best use of our time, we can get creative. In fact, I contend you're given a meatball of a pitch right down the center of the plate every Monday when you catch up with people, whether that's on a Zoom call or in person. This ice-breaking question, you all know it. What am I talking about? How was your weekend? This is an invitation, and you have two choices. You take the easy way out. Ah, it was good. How was yours? Or you can muster up 10 seconds of courage to plant a seed, talk about your faith. You can get creative. You can make the most use of your time. You could say something like this. Hey, they say, how was your weekend? Man, it was really good. You know, we went to a park on Saturday, and then on Sunday we went to church, and our pastor talked about how work can actually be an act of worship, and man, it was so good, so inspiring. How about you? How was your weekend? Now, it doesn't have to be this detailed. If you've never once indicated to this person that you go to church, that you're a Christ follower, you could simply say, oh, we went to a game on Saturday, went to church on Sunday in person for the first time in a long time, which was nice, and had a great Sunday lunch. But you've planted a seed and you've given them a little glimmer of that hope that you have. Now, they didn't explicitly ask you about your faith, but now you've given them an invitation to ask more later. Now, I'm going to pray this verse back to God, and I'm going to ask for boldness for you and I. Today's Friday. You're likely going to be attending church on Sunday, either online or in person, and I can almost guarantee you someone on Monday is going to be asking you about your weekend. In that moment, I pray that you think about this Drivecast and you reflect on what you hear on Sunday morning and that you'll demonstrate 10 seconds of courage. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word and the instructions that we have here. And thank you for Paul in this letter. And Lord, I do pray that we would walk in wisdom towards outsiders, that we would be creative, that we would make the best use of our time, take advantage of opportunities that we do have and not long for those that we don't. Lord, I do pray that our speech would be gracious, that we would be seasoned with salt, that we would speak interestingly and stimulating and in a wise way so that we are ready to answer questions, so that we know how to answer those questions. Lord, even if they're not explicitly about our faith, we can turn them into faith questions, and I pray that we would. I pray that we would have that boldness. Now, you take a couple minutes and pray for yourself, and I hope that we see you at one of our three campuses on Sunday, either in person or online, and I pray that you'll be back next week for more Drivecast episodes.